You are listening to the Shopify Solutions Podcast, a podcast for Shopify store owners that brings you concrete examples on how to build and grow your e-commerce business. My name is Scott Austin, and I have an e-commerce agency named Jade Puma. In this podcast, I'll share my e-commerce insights and best practices with you. Hello, Scott Austin here from Jade Puma with another episode of the Shopify Solutions Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to recap all of Shopify's recent announcements. Each year, Shopify holds a conference called Shopify Unite, where they announce all their upcoming features and new platform initiatives. Well, this year, the in-person conference was canceled due to COVID-19. Instead, Shopify held an online video stream for an hour and a half where the company execs discussed their plans for the future of Shopify and announced many upcoming updates to the platform. So I'll go through the list of announcements and give a bit of my commentary on them. That said, I won't go too deep into any of them as this is a long list. So I'll include many links in the show notes to Shopify's supporting documentation for each of these features and programs so you can do more research on the things that interest you the most. Now, before I get into the announcements, let me first provide a word of caution. Software companies are notoriously bad at setting expectations on the timing of releases. And the way that Shopify prevents setting the wrong expectations is to be purposely vague on timing. Basically, their timing expectations during the conference fell into four buckets. The first bucket is currently rolling out. Now, Shopify has over 1 million stores operating on its servers, and I'd guess they have thousands of servers. So when they deploy features, they usually do it in batches. They'll do a set of servers at a time instead of rolling it out across all servers and all stores at once. That's why a feature can be currently rolling out. It takes time to get it deployed across the board to all of their servers. Some stores may already have access while others do not, but well in the short term. The second bucket is coming soon. I'd say that for this conversation, coming soon means before September 1st. The third bucket is this year, which is kind of self-explanatory. And the final bucket is when no release timing expectation is set. I read this as something that may or may not happen next year. In this episode, I'm not going to cover any of Shopify's announcements that did not come with a timing expectation, as I think we should be focused on things that can benefit our business in the short term. So let's dig into the announcements, as there's a lot of new features coming. And I'm sure that every store will find more than one of these that will help them grow their business. So let's start with the online store. Shopify has, rather quickly, made a number of changes and improvements to the platform to help stores respond to COVID-19. The first of these I've mentioned before, and that is that gift cards are now available on all Shopify plans. The next is also available now, and that is tipping. Customers can tip when they check out. That could be a normal tip provided for services, or it could be for the increase in tipping that many customers have started to do to help a store's cash flow during these times. Another scenario that this could be used for is charity contributions. If your business already gives a percentage of sales to a charity, you can allow the customer to increase their charitable donation. You can access this in your Shopify admin under Settings, Checkout. There's a tipping section there now. The next feature is curbside or in-store pickup, and that is available right now. You can access it in the Shopify admin under Settings, Shipping and Delivery. There's now a local pickup section. And there are some new features coming for it, including scheduling and customer arrival notification. And the last of what I consider the COVID features is local delivery. Stores will be able to set up delivery areas by zip codes or radiuses. Then during checkout, only customers that are within the delivery zone will see the delivery option available for them. This will be coming soon to all countries. It will be in the shipping and delivery settings right above local pickup. The next features are for global stores that want a local presence. Feature number one is local country domain support for stores. So you can use a local country domain for each of the countries that your store is doing business in. That's coming soon. And the second is the ability to use the customer's local currency even in the checkout. This one is slated for later this year. Shopify recently launched Shopify Email. It's free until November 2020. That said, it is currently nowhere near as capable as the popular Shopify email apps that have been in use for a while, like Klaviyo. So my recommendation is to stay with your current email provider if you have one. So for those of you that aren't currently using email, take advantage of Shopify email while it's free. Send a couple of emails through Shopify email. I've had a lot of clients that have had a lot of success with their first email campaigns these past couple of months. Next, Google Shopping listings are now free. To get started, install Shopify's Google Shopping app from the App Store. Shopify has also announced new store experiences for inside of Facebook and Instagram that are powered by your online store. This feature will be rolling out to all merchants over the coming months. Ping is Shopify's messaging app. There's a new ticketing feature coming this year that will help teams track their communication efforts with their customers. But Ping is currently only available on iOS. There's a waitlist for Android and no expectations set for desktop. So this just doesn't seem ready for prime time to me. There are new product states coming soon, Draft and Archive. Archive will be useful to keep old products in your store for archival reasons without having it clutter your current list of products. Shopify is currently rolling out a new orders interface in the Shopify admin. It has been redesigned to help store staff more quickly process orders. Shopify is currently rolling out a purchase order suite of tools that will allow stores to order, track, and receive inventory from their suppliers. Shopify is currently rolling out a rebuild of its server rendering engine. The result, according to Shopify, should be at least a 40% improvement in load times for your store. That's pretty awesome. And coming soon, there will be a performance dashboard in the Shopify admin. It will allow stores to see their site performance tracked over time and see what changes were made to the theme by staff and apps. This should help stores understand the cause and effect that theme and app changes have on their site performance. And the last set of changes, I wouldn't call features because these are much bigger. I think of them as wholly new services. And these fall under the bucket of finance. Shopify brands the first new service as Shopify Balance. It sounds to me like a business bank account. But think how certain banking features, like a line of credit, could be different from Shopify, as they will understand your current order volume and are focused on merchants and e-commerce. Shopify says they'll roll out early access of Shopify Balance in the U.S. this year. And lastly, Shop Pay will be adding installments for customers. This is much like the services already provided by Sezzle, Affirm, or Partially. Customers will have the option of paying in 4 equal installments with no interest. Shopify is adding stores to the waitlist for this now. So that's the full list of announcements. There's a lot of good stuff there. My recommendation is to not get too excited about the future stuff. Instead, focus on seeing if you can leverage the new features that are currently available. Don't forget, there's links to Shopify's documentation on each of them in the show notes. That said, make sure you focus on things that should have a positive impact on your business. Don't get caught up in new features just because they are fun and exciting. Maintaining focus is an important part of being successful. My recommendation is to definitely leverage Shopify's new email service if you're not already doing email. Additionally, look at Shopify's Google Shopping app. If you're not already using it, install it and get your products listed in Google's shopping results. This is a great way to increase organic traffic to your store. That's all I've got for this episode. Don't forget, I have a full-service Shopify agency, so if you need help, send me an email at scott@jadepuma.com. My most common projects are new store builds, site redesigns, new store functionality, and email implementation. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Shopify Solutions Podcast with Scott Austin. This podcast is brought to you by Jade Puma, a full-service agency focused on Shopify. If you like what you heard, please leave a review and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to scott@jadepuma.com.